By the Bootstraps, episode 14, Podcast Analytics. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Lee, your host, and welcome once again to By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of my journey into podcasting. Now, today I want to take a step back into a more technical podcasting topic, and that is podcast analytics. Analytics allow you to track your downloads, if you're a podcaster, that is. You can track where in the world your listeners are located, what kinds of devices they're using, that is Amazon, Android or iOS devices and so on. And I've had the opportunity to try four different analytics systems since I got started with podcasting a couple months ago with Voter Geek and By the Bootstraps. And I'll talk about each one a little bit in this episode. But first of all, why would you want to track this kind of data? What's the value of that? I think the first thing is, if you are a podcast creator, it can be very useful to be able to see which of your episodes, for example, are the most popular, most downloaded. It can give you insight into what kinds of content your listeners want to hear, and that can inform your future decisions about what kinds of topics to cover. So I think that's the first thing. It's just from the standpoint of a podcast creator and what kinds of content you want to produce. The second thing, I think, is if you've thought about selling advertising on your podcast, I think it's absolutely essential to be able to document how many downloads you're getting, of course, and where in the world, again, that your listeners are located. I think advertisers are going to want to know that. Some of these analytics services claim to be able to give additional insight as to the ages and genders, at least on an aggregate level, of your listeners. And I don't know how they do that or how they claim to be able to do that, but at least Spreaker claims to be able to do that, which I'll talk about a little bit. And I think the third thing is a little bit more ephemeral. It's just if you have that sort of geeky nature like I do, and I think a lot of other podcasters probably do, it's fun to just poke around in the podcast, in the analytics dashboard, and look at the map and see where your downloads are coming from, and see, oh, this percentage of people are listening on Android, and this percentage of people are on iOS, and this percentage are listening on Overcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just kind of fun to poke around and look at that information, and sometimes it can be useful in some of the other ways I've mentioned as well. So the first podcast analytics system I used was the built-in analytics in the podcast media host Podient. And I've spoken about Podient before on this show, so you're familiar if you've been listening. It's a great podcast service, and I would recommend them to anybody who only plans to have one podcast feed. I just found it didn't really meet my needs under their new pricing structure as a person with two feeds and someone who's contemplating adding more. It's just too expensive if you have more than one feed. But I would recommend it, like I said, if you only have one. So anyway, Podient, unfortunately, I already canceled my Podient plan, so I don't have the ability to go in there live and tell you, poke around and tell you what I see. But I can tell you what I can see in their marketing material and what I remember about Podient. And that is that it has, in my opinion, the most beautiful and easy to use of these analytics systems. It allows you to see all the basic information, like how many subscribers that their algorithm estimates that you have. Unfortunately, for technical reasons, I don't think there's any way to get an exact count of subscribers because a lot of people are using multiple devices that each sync with your episodes. Like, for example, I have Apple Podcasts on iOS on two different iOS devices, plus iTunes on three different computers that are all syncing to my to the podcast that I have subscribed in iTunes. And so there must be some algorithm for determining, for at least estimating that, okay, each podcast listener represents 3.2 downloads or something. I'm not sure what the algorithm is, but I don't think there's any other good way to sort of isolate that it's one listener downloading the show five times, if that makes sense. So anyway, it does give you an estimate of subscribers. It shows you your downloads and how many minutes of audio you have available, as well as how many minutes it estimates have been listened to. You can see the location of your subscribers, and I believe Podient is one of the ones that does let you drill in further to be able to see what states in the U.S. they're in, or what provinces, or I'm not sure about other countries, but I would think at least in the large countries you could see geolocation information drilled down a little further than just the country level. Like I said, I would recommend Podient if you only expect to have one feed, and it's actually my favorite of these analytics systems, although the jury's still out about the last one I'm going to talk about. So that's Podient, though. So, okay, the second one that I tried was the built-in analytics system, again, in Spreaker, which is my current podcast media host. And Spreaker has several different levels of subscription that you can get. And with those different levels, there are different levels of the analytics that you have access to. So at the basic level, which is either the free speech plan or the on-air talent level, which is $5.99 a month, at that level you get what they call basic analytics. And the basic analytics are really, really basic. You just get essentially the numbers of your downloads and your streams and your I'm going in there right now live, and so you get the downloads, the streams, and the on-demand plays. So the streams are actual live participants in your shows. And by the way, we had a live show last Wednesday, and Megumi had asked about that. Hi, Megumi, if you're listening, who's also a podcaster. And she had asked about whether you could see how many people are participating in the live stream. And I still haven't been able to find a way to do that while you're live, but you can see it in your analytics dashboard after the fact. So there were nine live plays, so nine people who were in that live stream last week, and which is a larger number than I expected. I only knew of, I think, four people that were actually participating at the time, but there must have been a few others who either tuned in off of, you know, based on my announcements on the previous episodes of By the Bootstraps, or people who were just browsing on Spreaker and just found me. So that's kind of a cool thing to know that. I'd love to know who those people are. Maybe I'll never know. But anyway, so yeah, you get just very basic, blunt information about how many downloads and how many other kinds of listens you're getting on Spreaker at that basic level. The second level is part of the broadcaster package, as they call it. It's $19.99 a month. And you get what they call an advanced level of statistics. And the advanced statistics give you more geolocation information. I think at that top level, you do get the countries that people are in. But at this second level, you get the cities as well as the most popular countries. And so, like, for example, let's see, I'm going to go in here now because I'm, for 1 month, I went on to this this broadcaster plan. And so I can see that my top city is Minneapolis. Of course, I guess that's not too much of a surprise. My number two is Mountain View, California. I'm not sure who I know there, or maybe that's Google or somebody archiving my stuff or something. I don't know. Then San Jose, California. Then St. Paul, Minnesota. Ashburn, Virginia. Norwalk, Connecticut. San Antonio, Texas. Ottawa, Canada, Wilmington, Delaware, and Hopkins, Minnesota. So in most cases, I don't know who these people are. I don't know people in most of these places as far as I know. So that's a very interesting, like I said, kind of a fun thing to think about and fun to poke around in it. And so you get that geolocation information, more detailed geolocation at that second level, as well as traffic sources. So you can see what's coming in to your feed from, or how many people are coming in from Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, etc. I just read that off their website, by the way, if it sounded like I was reading. And that can be useful, I'm assuming, for tracking. If you're doing social media campaigns, you can track which ones are the most successful, or at least which services are giving you the most bang for your buck and so forth. So on Spreaker at the third level, and that is the Anchorman level or higher, and that's $49.99 a month or higher, you get what they call demographics to better understand your audience's profile. And they claim, as I mentioned before, that they can give you valuable insights on gender and age to attract prospective advertisers. So, like I said, I don't know how they would get that information about gender and age unless it's from listens on the Spreaker site, where they can maybe use cookies or some other sort of, you know, triangulation with other services like Facebook to try to determine who the people are that are listening to your show, or at least not necessarily who they are as individuals, but to get more demographics about those people. So I haven't tried that because I'm not on one of those expensive plans. But if anybody has, I'd be very interested to know how that works for you and what it gives you exactly. So the third service I tried. So anyway, with Spreaker, I wasn't super happy with Spreaker's analytics. I just don't like the feel of it as much as I liked Podient. And it's a little bit harder to use. It doesn't bring you into the information that you want to see right away. You have to kind of click through a few things to just find the trend of what's going on with your episodes. And I just didn't like it as much. So I decided to try a third-party sort of plug-in analytics service called PodTrack. That's PodTrac, podtrack.com. And they give you a little snippet of an HTML link that you can add to your feed details on services like Spreaker, and that sends a that basically tells PodTrack that you're down, that someone's downloading an episode, for example. So I'm just going to pause for a second so I can cough. Okay, thanks. And now PodTrack seems to be a very highly used service for advertisers, as I mentioned, to be able to document and compare apples to apples when looking at your podcast versus other podcasts. But I don't like PodTrack. I tried it for a week or so, and I just think it's not very attractive looking. The site doesn't look modern. It just looks kind of old-fashioned to me, and it has some good information, you know, a lot of the same basic information that you get with the other services. You can see the downloads by episode. You can see them by day, and the sources, as in what podcatcher applications people are using. You can see, you know, who's downloading, or how, not who, but how many people are downloading on the iPhone and iTunes, on the Mac, in Stitcher, and so on and so forth. So that's good information, and but it's presented in kind of an ugly way, unfortunately. You can also see the statistics by country, but you can't drill in any further, as far as I can tell, unless I'm missing something. You can't see, for example, that 43% of your downloads were in Minneapolis, as you can on Spreaker, for example. So I just didn't like PodTrack too much. It just it doesn't have a modern look and feel that I like to see, and so I decided to try one more of these external plugin services. And this is from a company that's also one of the biggest podcast media hosts. It's called Blueberry. You've probably heard of them if you're into podcasting at all. And that's Blubrry. So a misspelling of blueberry, Blubrry.com. And I just signed up for this service today. So I'll hopefully have more information for you soon. But basically, Blueberry allows you, again, to use a little snippet of HTML that you add in, you know, on your podcast host, in my case, Spreaker, which then hits up Blueberry every time somebody downloads an episode. And then they aggregate that information into statistics that hopefully can be of use. And Blueberry also has several different levels of statistics plans. This is separate from the podcast hosting. You can get just the statistics from another service, even if you're not using Blueberry as your podcast host. They probably do that as kind of a loss leader to try to get people to subscribe to Blueberry or to use Blueberry as their host eventually. But anyway, they have three different plans: a basic free plan, a pro plan for $5 a month, and an enterprise plan where it says contact. So I guess you have to work out a custom thing for the enterprise plan. The basic plan includes all the basic stuff and a little bit more than some of the basic stuff on like Spreaker, for example. So you get, the total downloads and unique downloads, the platforms. So again, I'm assuming that means like Overcast and iTunes and Google Play and all that. You can see the client apps. I guess that's where you would get like Overcast. The distribution, which I'm not even sure what that means exactly, but I'm going to learn that soon. You can see the top 10 traffic sources, the certified on demand. I think that's going to mean like on Spreaker, where people are listening in the web browser rather than downloading, is my guess. Sort of not live streams, but just streaming off the website. And then world demographics, top 10, it says. That's the free plan on Blueberry for statistics. And the pro plan is $5 a month, like I said, and includes all of that stuff, except that a couple of those things that were limited to the top 10 don't have a limit. So the client apps, the traffic sources, and the world demographics apparently include all of those statistics and not just the top 10 results. But you also get country and region demographics. So I guess that's where it breaks down further. I'm not sure if it's by state or if it's by city like Spreaker or what you get exactly. But that is, it seems like a good value for $5 a month. You also get trending information, which I'm assuming means not just static reports on the downloads, but you get comparisons over time about how your downloads are going or how your shows are doing. You can export reports at the pro level, and you get a downloadable PDF format of your analytics at the pro level. Those seem like really good features for working with advertisers. So, and then the enterprise plan has custom branding, network overview, and partial and complete download reporting. So that last thing I think has to do with failed downloads and restarted downloads. So that seems like a very niche feature that I'm probably not interested in. But what I did was, as a test, in order to test this out, I'm doing the free plan on Blueberry for Voter Geek and this $5 a month pro plan for By the Bootstraps. That might seem kind of the opposite of what you might think I would do, since I consider Voter Geek to be the flagship show and By the Bootstraps is sort of an experimental additional sideshow. But By the Bootstraps has so many more episodes and there's so much more data to crunch that I think that's the one that's going to be more of a value to put that paid plan on by the bootstraps. So we'll see how it goes. Let me know if you have any questions, or especially if you've used any of these services and have feedback, or if you have used other services. I'd love to hear about that, how the analytics are going, and if you have a favorite, I'd love to hear about that. So please email me, if so, at dave.lee@northstarter.com, and or you can tweet me at @thisisDaveLee. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I love to hear from you, and I would love to hear from you. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.